603, that's the OJs, and she used to be my girl at 60 degrees Minneapolis, St. Paul. This morning as you get up, we've got a special day here at the station. Of course, you've been telling you about it for the last couple of days in concert tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night in the cities. Will be a very famous disco group entitled The Village People. I've got three gentlemen right up to the microphone right now. I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you. First of all.
Hi, I'm Glenn Hughes, the Leatherman. I'm Alex Briley, the Green Beret.
David Hodo, Construction.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the Village People. Give you a chance to talk to them a little bit later on the telephones. We've got their albums to give away. This is Sharon Ridley and Changing at KFMX. KFMX with Sharon Ridley. 60 degrees this morning, a chance of showers, in fact, a 70% chance of showers today, but a good night to take in the concert tonight with the Village People, and of course, we have David, Glenn, and Alex with us this morning, and gentlemen, you are going to be doing what, two performances tonight? Who wants to be the spokesman on this
two
one?
Two performances tonight and tomorrow night at the Fever Disco, and then one performance Friday night at the grand finale.
Uh-huh, and what can we expect in your performances?
Dynamite performance.
Are you going to do both albums, material?
Yeah.
Do you have an upcoming album coming up?
Well, we will be recording the new album at the end of July. It should be released in September.
Uh-huh. And, of course, this morning we have not only the first album of the Village People with San Francisco and Fire Island. Was that your first album officially?
Yes.
Somebody tried to tell me there was an album before that.
No,
that was it. Okay, I didn't think so. So you'll be getting a chance to win that one this morning, plus a chance at the Macho Man LP. So just keep it right here at FM 104. KFMX News Time is 6:11 this morning at 60 degrees, a high today of 83, a chance of showers this afternoon, a 70% chance. Back with the music of Fleetwood Mac, John Travolta, and Olivia Newton-John, along with your first chance to win at the Macho Men LP and the album featuring San Francisco and Fire Island. Right after information. The shapes and sizes of women's clothing in America are changing due in part to women's liberation. Sears Roebuck & Company reports that for the first time in 10 years, the firm is changing the standard size measurements for women's garments. For example, the new size 10 is half an inch smaller in the bust line, an inch wider in the waist, and a half an inch bigger in the hips. Sears explains it's not the women who are changing in size, but the fact that millions of women no longer choose to wear uncomfortable, tight-fitting undergarments. Company says that women abandoning the bra and girdle are forced to change in the clothing design. This is Gary DeMaroni, KFMX News. A legislative audit report has criticized lack of record keeping to account for $8,500 in severance pay for the former general manager of the Minnesota State Fair. The report yesterday was noted that a VIP club for fair board members and their guests continues to operate in the fairgrounds despite a previous audit recommendation that it be closed. Legislative auditor Eldon Stairs said no records were maintained for the unused sick leave and vacation accumulated by Johnny Libby, the former chief administrator for the fair, who retired in the mid-1976. Stairs said that without records to verify these amounts, the payments could be considered a gratuity, which the board lacked authority to make. Pillsbury Company Chairman William Spoor said the company hopes to make more than double its annual revenue to about $3.5 million in the next 4 years. Spoor spoke to an international group of securities and analysts yesterday at a conference sponsored by Piper Jaffray and Hopwood. Pillsbury was one of eight food company presenting schedules through Thursday morning at that conference. Representative Mike Sieben of Newport said he'll try to block construction of a 60-slip marina on the St. Croix River south of Afton State Park. The marina has been proposed as part of a recreation complex for employees of Controlled Data Corporation. Sieben insists the river already is overloaded with boats. State Department of Natural Resources has announced it will allow construction of the marina, but Sieben said opponents have right to be heard. The stepson of Roger Caldwell testified yesterday that Caldwell appeared to be sleeping in his room at a Colorado hotel the night his wealthy mother-in-law was murdered. 17-year-old Richard LeRoy said he checked the bedroom of Caldwell and his wife Marjorie about 1 a.m. the morning of June 27th. LeRoy said it looked to him as if there were two people sleeping in the bedroom of the Golden Colorado Motel. The 44-year-old Caldwell is on trial at Brainerd in the deaths of 83-year-old Elizabeth Congdon and her night nurse Velma Petila last June 27th at the Congdon Mansion in Duluth. Marjorie Caldwell is the adopted daughter of Miss Congdon, and the prosecution contends Caldwell killed his mother-in-law to speed up the inheritance. The Queen of Denmark and the President of West Germany joined hands yesterday to cut the ribbons marking the official opening of that new highway. It's not just any road, though. Queen Margarita II, the President Walter Stahl, were in Flensburg, West Germany, to open the final link of the European highway system that now stretches from Scandinavia to Sicily. It's 6:14, that's our news time, and we have our weather this morning, not only just a weather cast, but a special weather cast with Glenn and the Village People. Glenn, it's yours.
Mostly cloudy with showers and thundershowers likely today. A chance of showers and thundershowers tonight and Thursday. High today in the lower 80s. Low tonight in the middle 60s. High Thursday in the middle 80s. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles today and 5 to 15 miles per hour tonight. Probability of rain 70% today, 40% tonight, 40% Thursday.
Not bad, huh? 60 degrees right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul. A high today, 83, and as you said, a chance of rain. Just Fleetwood Mac at KFMX. KFMX, Fleetwood Mac, and Over My Head at 6:18 with a special guest, the Village People, this morning. And I have got those couple of albums to give away. In fact, for the first three callers at 941-5774, you get both copies. You'll get a copy of the Macho Man LP, plus a copy of their first album featuring Fire Island and San Francisco. And not only that, but each one of the individual gentlemen from the Village People, Glenn, David, and Alec, will answer the phones, and they will take down your name and address. I mean, how much more personal can you get, huh? This is John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. John and John Travolta, and you're the one I want at 6:20 this morning at KFMX, 60 degrees. We've got the Village People manning the phones this morning, and we do have our three winners. We'll have more albums to give away throughout the morning, plus a chance to win some Minnesota Kicks tickets, which is part of our Rose Gold Halftime Kick competition. If you were at the game last night in front of 6,000 people last night? It was nice. Showers today in the forecast, 70%, a high today of about 83, a low tonight of around 60. Right now it is 60 in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. KFMX at 6:38.
Now this is Glenn with the Village People, and here's the Doobie Brothers.
From Action 642, that's the Doobie Brothers, another park, another Sunday. And, of course, this is a special day here at KFMX. We have with us a special guest this morning, the Village People. We're going to give away the Macho Man LP and a copy of their first album, San Francisco, well, Village People, with San Francisco, Hollywood, and Fire Island on it. And we're going to do it again at 941-5774. We'll take the first three callers. We'll give them a chance at winning both the LPs. And we'll let the three members, which is David, Alex, and Glenn, and the Village People, answer the phones and take down your name and address. And the first three people that call in, man, you are the winners. Look at those phone lines already going. This is Al Stewart in the Year of the Cat. KFMX, Al Stewart in the Year of the Cat. 6:48, 60 degrees this morning in the cities. Got some rain in the forecast today, 70% chance. High should get up to about 83 with a low tonight of around 65 or so. Women's Day on campus at the U of M is coming up. It'll be tomorrow, featuring Abigail McCarthy. If you'd like information on that, you can call us at 941-5774-KFMX. Well, we have with us today our special guest, the Village People, and we'd like to first of all, welcome Alex this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And that pertains to the name Village People. How did it originate?
Village People, the name was given to us by our producer, Jacques Morali.
Any particular reason why Village People?
Well, when he came over from Paris, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, the first place he went to was the village. And since there were many lifestyles there, he decided to form a group with the name Village People.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys basically play and stick to disco clubs?
Right now, yes.
I was talking to Glenn about that. He said what you were doing autographs were in Philadelphia one time.
Yes.
And your audience was really not even a disco crowd, right?
No. We have a very large following from young kids to disco crowds to older people. It's just incredible. You have a cross-section of America that likes us.
And that was Glenn of the Village People. And we'll be giving you a chance to talk to them on the telephones again in just a little while. And, for instance, I have some Minnesota Kicks tickets we'll be giving away in about 35 minutes. So just keep it right here at FM 104.